At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Madden!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Bunty. So I thought for our final episode today, let's do another one, which is, slightly off the beaten path or whatever you want to call it, like somewhat left field. So there are these two dudes, and you just know that these guys have to be from Delhi. And I'm actually sharing this of a tweet from a guy called Bhavtosh Singh. I don't know if Bhavtosh Singh listens to us. His Twitter handle is at Bhavtosh Singh, but just credit where credit is due. Officially, Crime Branch has arrested father-son duo for duping a Delhi-based businessman of rupees 1.43 crore, claiming they have bagged a NASA project. And what these guys did is, they said that there's some kind of rice feeder or rice puller. I don't know what the hell NASA would need a rice puller for. But these two oafs, they dressed up in this, these like astronaut outfits. And this photo has been going viral on social media. And it's I think this happened last week, but I mean, it's an evergreen story. Oh, it happened like, I think almost 10-12 days ago, but it's totally ripe for discussion.
What I thought was really interesting, Rohit, was the sum of money involved. You've picked up on the fact that this can only happen in Delhi. I think you're doing it a disservice. I think it would happen in places like Calcutta and Chennai, but they wouldn't play that lamba hat. They will play like some kind of ISRO number that, there's something going down in Karnataka or something going out in Bangalore and we need the money. But in Delhi, the kind of the swag is bigger, so they've gone straight for NASA. And I'm just amazed by the 1.43 crore, the amount of money that these guys have kind of duped. And one of the things that I think it's peak summer, they've just been intercepted. Now, putting something, so they've got this kind of costumes, basically, which look like a fake of a spacesuit, a fake spacesuit. The fact that they had that, they wore that as part of the kind of scam, just takes the cake. Because, they were sitting there and planning the scam. Because if it was just some kind of a cold, calculated, paperwork-based scam where they are showing fraudulent paperwork, you could have said that, okay, the props were kind of documentation and, you could be fooled. Even the smartest person can be fooled by a forged document. There's no... But the fact that there's costumes involved and costumes that you wear in space, right, which kind of fooled a guy into giving 1.43 crores, I think that these guys... should be, appreciated. I know they are criminals and they've taken money, but there's a certain innocence in that, one of the props they used to scam a businessman in Delhi about NASA is not only documentation, but costume. I just think it is brilliant.
It's like a kindergartner's representation of, what a spaceman wears. And
correct.
I think the guy is wearing chashmas. He's wearing spectacles.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking, where did the demo happen?
Okay. So I've got a little more information about this, Bunty. And I think that, it's technically apparently a radiation suit. So let me just break this
down. So it's not a space suit. It's a radiation suit.
But it is like a space suit. But see, here's what happened. They claimed that, I had no idea what a rice puller was. So they said that, that this is something that research agencies, including India's Defense Research and Development Organization, were developing. So they told, the accused was Virinder Mohan Brar and his son Baba Brar. And Panju's, no, I swear. they claimed the plate was a rice puller that was charged by lightning. And they told the guy Narendra was a poor victim. they could help him sell it to NASA for an astronomical price if the tests could prove it was genuine. Right. So he told the victim, I think, the victim said that he would, he told the victim that NASA would immediately pay $2 million if the test proved it was genuine. So the victim agreed to pay for anti-radiation suits, and then the accused told him that there are some chemicals that are required for the testing and fees for scientists. And by the way, this is from an Australian publication, sbs.com.au, so just credit where credit's due again. So that's what he forked out. He forked out 280,000, I guess, Australian dollars? Yeah. Now, police said the victim became suspicious when the tests were repeatedly called off, and then he later found out that the scientists who had been called for conducting the tests, for which they were paid 20,000 rupees, they were actually working for the scamsters. And what happens is that this is interesting, that so he said that these anti-radiation suits, they do appear to resemble that of NASA scientists. So there is an element of, you know, costuming there totally. You weren't wrong about that. There is no such thing as a rice puller, but the cops, Joint Commissioner of Police, Mr. Alok Kumar, says, what the cheats do is they take a copper plate, they coat it with a liquid magnet, and then they fill boiled rice with small iron wires, and the victim gets fooled because, you know, the copper plate actually pulls the rice pieces. So,
this is like the level of complexity and detail to stage this that has gone on is great. I think this is a Hindi movie in the making. It'd be a lost opportunity if people didn't like to fool somebody in Delhi. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is the guy who parted with 1.43 crores. I'm guaranteeing that his original line of business was probably LPG, or he ran a gas station or something like that. He had no clue that this is something that was required, that's a hypothetical. I'd be very interested to know that the guy who paid up this money, what his original line of business was. Was he a cloth merchant? Yeah. Was he a farmer? So yeah. It just seems that, you know, he was investing in something that he didn't know any better.
You know, it reminded me tangentially of something very interesting. A former colleague of mine at a university I taught at for a year, in Boston, told me. He said that, so that guy used to actually work on the stock market. And he said that, I used to sell people stocks, including penny stocks. And he said the amount of money I made was insane. But he said it was a completely unethical business. Like, he said my boss was unethical. The entire outfit I was working for was just unethical, illegal. And he said that his boss had been blacklisted a couple of times in the stock market. And that was actually a kind of badge of honor. So he said, you know, we would call up people and we would sell them these stocks. And we would tell them like utter rubbish, like... you know, the plastic cap on medicine bottles, you know how it's like really hard to open sometimes because it's childproof? He said, and the client would say, yeah. And he said that, you know, we know this great company that's devised one that's much easier and it's going to revolutionize bottles. And the stock is a penny and it's going to be like, you know, at least $5. And he said that the company didn't exist and people would, you know, they would just go ahead and shell out money. And so the question I asked him is, I said, you know, in an hour, if you manage to get like people, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars worth of investment, you're getting money from people who are obviously affluent, right? They have money to spare, invest on the stock market, and to take risks. So if these are people who've made significant sums of money, weren't they smart enough to see through this? And he said that, look, a lot of these people who've made this kind of money are bullshitters themselves. They're gas bags. They're schmoozers. And he said that the saying is, it's like, you know, it's easy to bullshit a bullshitter, right? These are people who, again, like, please pardon my French, as they say, but, you know, so these, in some ways, I have a feeling that you know, these are like, if you're a bit of a smooth operator yourself, or, you know, you cut and I don't want to like malign the victim, I don't know Mr. Narendra, whoever he is, maybe perfectly ethical man, but my sense of Delhi is that like almost no one pays taxes, everyone is a, you know, wheeler dealer, everyone is a middleman, everyone's taking shortcuts. That's what the whole economy works on. So in some ways, you know, it may be that what goes around comes around.
Okay. Well, Chano, let's wrap up this one there. And good that this guy's been nabbed and arrested, and hope that next time there's a fraudulent practice, it's less ambitious, not NASA, something more local.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the guy lost maybe, I think he lost 50,000 rupees at max. But I'm pretty sure that they got most of the 1.43 crores back. And, you know, I feel bad for Mr. Narendra. But I think, like, you know, the sort of on the flip side, it did provide a lot of entertainment. So, okay. All right, man.
Chalo, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.